Marvin. Because it's the easiest place to start and everything else is a variation of it, we're going to start with computing a fixed effects weighted mean effect size. Okay? Because everything else is a variation of this. If you can do this, you can start moving away from the variations. Okay? All right. We're going to use R. So I have these studies. And to me, this means I got one effect size from study one, two effect sizes from study two, one from three, one from four, three from five, one from six, one from seven, one from eight, and whatever else is down there. I kept track of whether these data were collected from a math or a science class. These are my effect sizes. That's my N. This isn't absolutely necessary, but we're going to use it later. I am putting it in here to suggest to you that maybe this fixed effects is nonsense from the get-go, because maybe a source of variability in effect size is the topic that in which it was studied. In fact, if you look at these numbers, it's tempting to believe that. Don't look at the numbers. just let me go on. Okay. Open the Christmas presents, say thank you, Santa. We'll talk about other things later. All right, there is a row or case for each effect size. The study or analysis of each was taken from as noted. The raw effect size R and the sample size is given for each. That's where we start. The first thing we are going to do is remember that correlations are not normally distributed, and so we want to do a normalizing transformation. So we are going to make a new column. And that column is going to be the Z transformation of R for the effect size. This is going to be the effect size that we operate on, the Z transformation of R. So what you do is you go up here and you label the column. Then you come here, highlight the cell, type an equal sign and the formula. This is the Excel formula. So when I highlight this, equals Fisher C2, it's going to go over here to C2, take that value, and apply that transformation. How are we doing? Once you get this cell to work, you then grab this little thing, drag it down here, and it creates all the others. There's other ways of doing it, and if you're better at Excel than I am, just shh. All right, now we need the inverse variance weight. Same basic process. We're going to make a new column. Label the column, go here, type an equal sign, and that formula. Now, this means the N cell reference. So if I'm talking about case one, the N cell reference is here. D2 minus 3. Now, the way that I got the D2 was I went over here and I clicked on this and then I typed minus 3. And then when I drag this down, each of these will change. This will refer to D3, D4, D5, D6, D7, each of these laid out. How are we doing? You're going to do one of these. You're going to sit down to the blank Excel file and do one of these. So set your threshold for Cal what the fuck pretty low. Now we need a couple of totals to calculate a mean. A bunch of different ways of doing this. The way I did it is I labeled totals over here. You can put it. Huh? I did? No, I believe you. Look, step four. So what we need now, after we've made the effect size, we've made the weight for each effect size, is we need a weighted effect size. So again, label the column, come down here, and we want to multiply this times that. Doesn't matter the order. I like to put in weights before effect sizes. And so I clicked on this, I typed that symbol, I clicked on that. hit return, voila, drag it down. Now can I do five? It's as if somehow it was him being whiny instead of me being wrong. Now we're going to go get totals. So we put totals over here. You can put it anywhere you want. And if you have to move it later, you can. And so you click on this. You click on the sigma, which is up here. And what it'll do is it'll grab this sum and it'll put it in the first available empty spot. Now the interesting thing is what Excel considers an empty spot. If you have extra rows in here, it might put this thing down here because it thinks you're doing something with these. So be careful about clicking into stray cells. So we're going to apply that process here. We're going to apply that process here. Now we have our two totals. And we are right on the cusp of why we came. We now have the elements that we need for a weighted effect size. And we're going to calculate a weighted effect size. Now you could do this any way that you want. I like to keep my columns the same width, and so here I merged some cells to have enough room to type this. There's 50 different other things you can do. Most of you are probably better at Excel than I am. That's our friend. That's our best guess of the population effect size. If these effect sizes from these studies represent that population, our best guess is an effect size of 0.19. Almost. Because remember, this effect size is based on this effect size, which is the Z transformation of R. That 0.19 is not an R. It's a Z of R. We don't want a Z of R, we want a frickin' R. So we gotta go put it back. We make this label, we click on this cell, and we type Fisher inverse of this cell. Voila, that's what we came for. And so the magical, ta-da. You don't get to say ta-da often enough in statistics.